Hit 'em low. High. Watch our eagles fly.
What's up, y'all? Episode 56. We ain't going to delay this intro much longer. What's up, bro?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
I see the shirt that you rocking.
Yes, sir. Official.
You got the whole fam some gear. I'm excited for us to rock ours, the NFC champion official Nike shirt, NFC champs, Philadelphia Eagles. We come to you today as fans, as NFC champions. From here on out, address us as such. We heard the noise. Jalen this, Jalen that. We heard the noise. Jaden Daniels this, Jaden Daniels that. Nick Sirianni this, Nick Sirianni that. But guess who's still flying? Guess who's going to New Orleans? Guess who's seeing Kendrick live in New Orleans performing They Not Like Us and all that good stuff? Guess who's doing that?
The Bird one and
gang.
Only.
Bird Gang. But here's the thing, bro. At this point, we used to this, right? How many times have you been here now?
It's well, since in my lifetime, 4. And three in the past 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of, you know, they like to talk and send shots at the Eagles' way as a franchise, but you really can't say nothing when your teams are stumbling, trying to figure out who to hire as head coach, who to hire as a quarterback, who to, you know, you, it's just not the same. And so this show, honestly, we're going to show love to Kansas City, Andy Reid, Eagles coaching legend, no doubt, but this show is dedicated as Philadelphia sports fans, as Eagles fans. This one's for the Eagles fans in the tri-state area, Philly, Delaware, Jersey, what's up? The fans out here in the Northeast, the fans down South, the fans in the Midwest, the fans out West, the fans all over the world, all over the globe, because we everywhere. This show is for y'all. We're going to talk our talk, bro. I'll let you have it. Say what you got to say, because I got a lot. I got receipts. I got national media types to call out. They all backtracking now. It's just funny to me. But 55 points on you dudes' heads. Go ahead.
Well, for one, as we know, as Kobe once said, job's not finished.
As far as
job's not finished. Job's not finished. We got a big task ahead of us. But I just want to say, it's just funny. It's hilarious, actually. Hearing from when we played the Packers first game, don't sleep on the Packers. They were one of the hottest teams. They're on a win streak. You see what they did to Dallas last year. Well, not Dallas. Clearly. See what they did to Dallas last year. Don't sleep on them. Okay, we beat them. Now we got the Rams. I heard it again. Oh, don't sleep on the Rams. Matthew Stafford, veteran QB, Super Bowl winner. They got Puka. They got Cooper Kupp. Got them out of there. Then they tried to throw in the snow excuse. Cool. It didn't matter. We're on to the next one. Then the Commanders, oh my gosh, they just beat y'all. They could have beat y'all the first time. Jaden Daniels isn't a rookie, whatever that means. What happened there? Honestly, all I have to say is this team is phenomenal, man. The defense is great. The offense is great. Shout out Kellen Moore for getting his act together that last game. You know, I've been real critical of him throughout the season because some of the play designs I just wasn't feeling. But I can tell he was cooking. And to me, it seems like they were saving some plays for the last few games of the season, right? Because I saw plays that we never did. We're out here doing the first play of the game. I'm going to get to that in a second. Let's talk about Dallas Goedert jet sweeps, Smitty jet sweeps, you know, some good play actions with Jalen. It was just a full team effort from defense, offense, special teams, coaching. Man, the fans, the crowd. That's the thing for these other teams. They got to understand, bro. When you come to Philly and you're playing in a conference championship game or any playoff game for that matter, the odds of you winning are really slim because all we need is a little bit of momentum and you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. And I just got to give a huge shout out to the fans, man. Philly, they show out, you know, we show out like no other, really. People can say what they want about Eagles fans. People like to bring up, oh, they threw Santa's at, threw snowballs at Santa. Santa's not even real. Who cares?
Since when, That's...
Since when do you guys care about Santa Claus anymore? I thought we were old. I thought we were grown.
They gotta find a they gotta find a new angle.
You know, say, you know, crazy. We're just passionate, super passionate. It's not my fault. You guys, you know, aren't passionate for your teams. I mean, some of you guys don't have nothing to be passionate for. I get it. You know, but this team, they embrace the city and the fans embrace them. So it's just awesome to see, man. And shout out Saquon Barkley.
MVP. Let's talk. Talk your talk. MVP.
I ain't going to lie. That first play right there, you never seen nothing like that. I was watching the game with Dad, going at him because, you know, he's an Eagles hater, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking heavy off that first drive. Commanders got down, got 3 points full. What? Saquon got that first, what, the toss? Shout out to Jalen on the audible, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, people say he doesn't have to do anything. He has to read defenses. Shout out to him on the audible. Oh, my gosh. That first play, bro. He took a toss play. And, you know, the O-line did their job making lanes for him. But most running backs would have got tackled after the first down, you know, get a few yards after the first down, get tackled. He does a juke, a spin near out of bounds, another juke back to the middle. I start smacking my head like he did in the snow game. I start smacking my head when he was running. He's the coldest I ever seen at running back. Like, he's the coldest. And no disrespect to anybody. AP, Marshawn Lynch, Chris Johnson, Shady, whoever you want to name, Derrick Henry, he's the coldest. Like, I never seen, like, we're talking about the playoffs, right? Anybody that knows me know I put a lot of value into how you perform in the playoffs. Every playoff game he's played in so far looks like a regular season game, if not crazier. In the snow, it don't matter. First play in a conference chip game, it don't matter. Like, he's the coldest. He's the coldest I've ever seen. I've never seen a running back like that. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know how else to say it, bro. It's just really crazy. It's crazy.
There's a lot of plays as an Eagles fan that I can look back on. Like, I remember where I was, right? Philly special, right? The Brandon Graham strip sack of Tom Brady in Super Bowl that kind of solidified things. The Giants game, I remember we watched that one. We were both on watching that. DeSean Jackson. A lot of plays that I can just 4th and 26, you know? But that, to set the tone on that stage, first play of the game, when all the talk was, all they have is Saquon. They can stack the box. They can slow him down. We said, oh, word? First play of the game. We're going to call you a bluff. Pitch to Saquon. Do something. And you had multiple chances. He made you look like little boys. Y'all weren't ready for the stage. And going into it, I was talking to people. I'm like, I'm really not worried. Like, I didn't expect us to drop a double nickel on them boys, but I was expecting at least 14.1. You know, like, cool, double possession lead, win, whatever. Because people got to remember, the Commanders were a surprise. They're a surprise because you have a rookie at quarterback, but also your roster isn't like that. And they tried to talk themselves into thinking, oh, we might be like that. You beat the Bucks. Congratulations. You beat the Lions, who I respected, but I wasn't really fully buying into them. You know how I feel about Jared Goff. Like, come on. It's different when you're coming into the Lincoln Financial Field on a team that bar pound for pound, the most talented roster in the league. On the road, you guys are just happy to be there. Let me just call it out. I'm going to just say it. You should be fortunate that you were on the same field as those guys because you really shouldn't have been. So it was a cute story. And leading up to it, this is why I have so much emotion for this win more than ever, because what was the talk going into this matchup? A lot of the experts on national media, quote-unquote experts, they were picking the Commanders. I was taken aback. I'm like, what have they proven? They've proven nothing to me. They haven't done anything to me. You beat Kenny Pickett by 3 points because Devontae Smith dropped the pass. You celebrated in the locker room like you won a Super Bowl. That was your championship. Let's just keep it a buck. And so you thought you were going to come back in our field with the championship on the line, Super Bowl on the line, and get it done? No. No. National media, they got caught up in a cute narrative, but they ignored the fundamentals. It's funny to me how every other year, every other game, they talk about what? Defense wins championships, right? You win in the trenches. What are we known for, bro, for the Eagles? We're known for our line on both sides being strong. We're known for being a strong rushing attack team. But all of a sudden, you throw all the fundamentals out the way and think this young upstart Commanders team can compete with us? After what we've proven? It was just funny to me. I don't think they were using logic. They were using emotion and getting caught up in the Jalen Hurts narrative, which we'll talk about, by the way, because some of your favorite QBs haven't been to the Super Bowl twice, let alone one time. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, he's been once, hasn't been back since. Right? Dak Prescott.
Herbert,
Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow's Lamar been once, Jackson. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Like, the list goes on and on. You can talk about what you want to talk about, but Jalen Hurts wins, and he's done that since his college days. I'm over the narrative. What, like, do you want a winning quarterback, or do you just want it to look good? I don't care about the stats. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, these guys are fantasy quarterbacks. I want reality quarterback. The reality is we're playing in the Super Bowl. The reality is those other quarterbacks are sitting home, overpaid, looking stupid. So I just got to call out the national media for just being wild with their hot takes this past week. And now, bro, you know how this goes. They were dancing. They were taking little step backs like, oh, the Eagles. You know what I heard? From one guy, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to give him the dignity of saying his name, but he was on ESPN saying, you don't get any credit for beating a rookie. But all week, I heard Jaden Daniels isn't a rookie anymore. All week, I heard Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback.
I don't know what that means. What do they mean? He's not a rookie no more. I'm confused. What does that mean?
When it comes to playoff football, he's a rookie. When it comes to going into that field in Philly, he's a rookie.
I thought rookie meant it's your first year and they're playing in the league you're in. This is his first year that you're heading in. It didn't end yet, so I don't. Yeah, I didn't get
last
that.
Last week, who said, was it Chris Sims? Whoever it is, he's known for trash takes. He said if it didn't snow, you take away five or six plays. He said if you take away five or six plays, it'd be a different ballgame, right? Well, okay. If you take away those fumbles, maybe the Commanders have a chance. Right? If.
The fumbles we forced, by the way.
If you take away that opening touchdown, maybe the momentum doesn't swing like that, right? If you take away that fourth down dime that Jalen had to A.J. Brown, it's a different ball game, right? And Joe Witt, the defensive coordinator for the Commanders, never heard your name all year, but you got yourself some shine last week by saying, if they want to run them, we'll hit Jalen Hurts like a running back, right? Well, he ran. We weren't shying away and put up double nickel on your defense. I'm gonna say it one more time, bro. People, nothing changes when it comes to professional sports. Experience matters. Toughness matters. These things will never change. I don't care who's on the other side. Jaden Daniels could be the greatest quarterback in the league. I could care less. But if you haven't been there, if your guys cannot match up with our guys in the trenches, it does not matter. Jaden Daniels did that touchdown in the end zone. I thought that was funny, too. I wanted to talk about that. He'll learn. He's young. He'll learn. Even his teammates are kind of looking like, I don't know, my guy. We're down. We're down. I didn't feel threatened by that, so he got his dance off. He's been waiting for that moment. But Commanders fans, you guys thought you were coming to Philly and go back to D.C. with a win. It just wasn't going to happen.
They tried to – shout out to the Commanders fans. Y'all took over, what, Hard Rock Cafe?
Hard Rock Cafe. Congratulations.
They thought they I didn't even know it was a Hard Rock Cafe in Philly. I thought that was like a Miami, a Cali, New York type of thing. I didn't even know they had one in Philly. So that's what's up. But nah, seriously though, man, like I'm gonna give kudos to J-Day because J-Day, I think he's a good quarterback, good young quarterback. And he actually, I mean, for the circumstances, he played good. Like he didn't play bad. He didn't play
Nah,
bad. You
he
know,
was
he
he
didn't
was
turn the
him and
ball over. He made some big
yeah.
passes. You know what I
Him and
mean?
Zach
So he
Ertz.
played
Him and
good.
Zach
Yeah.
Ertz did his thing. Jaden,
Word.
look, we gotta deal with Jaden, but the team couldn't match up. Like, let's just be
Yeah, it
like
just wasn't matching up.
Terry McLaurin, like we look, you gotta account for him having a big play. He did what he does. But outside of that, like, come on, like what are we talking about here?
Guantanamo Bay. He got locked up
Like,
outside of that.
what are we? Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. The beautiful thing about it is, bro, this team is just hitting their stride on both sides. On both sides of the ball. These guys are in their prime, still just learning the pro game, and we've already shown that we could perform at this level. And so, yeah, they did what I expected them to do. And the backtracking from national media is just, it was expected, but it's funny to me. And they're still not going to give credit, but at this point, who cares? I could care less because I know that we're one of two teams still playing. Meanwhile, the Cowboys owner is crying that he can't hire a competent coach.
He also said he's going to try to be like us.
Yeah, we're
Well,
the
that's what
gold
his son
standard.
said.
It's not,
Yeah.
nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Meanwhile, Giants fans are still crying over Saquon Barkley leaving. You played yourself. Meanwhile, Detroit is trying to figure out, okay, how do we replace, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, who are now head coaches? Can we win with Jared Goff at quarterback? Fair questions, right?
Question
Detroit
they
was the
should know
team
the
that
answer to.
the Detroit was the team that everybody thought was going to win the NFC all year. That's all we heard all year.
I gotta talk about that. I had people telling me, oh, I don't know if you guys can beat Detroit. Gotta watch out for Detroit. I was just trying to figure out when did they become like these juggernauts? Like people were talking about them as if they were the Chiefs. Like, I was going, I don't know if y'all can beat them. Like, y'all should be scared of them. For what? For what? Because they have speed and their offensive coordinator is fancy, he's creative. They have a
I
head
wanted to
coach
play
that be
Detroit.
barking.
I
I mean,
wanted to play
they have a
Detroit.
good team, but it's like, bro, yeah, they're not better than us. Where are they better than us at? We're on their team. Their O-line is the only thing that could rival our team. They don't have a better receiver core. They don't have a better quarterback. Definitely don't have a better running back. They have a better duo, but they don't have a talent like Saquon. And our defense, forget about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know,
Hey.
but hey, they're home. We not. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters at the end of the day. And yeah, I just think there was a disservice when it came to the analysis of this game. I don't think it was done out of straight balance because all we heard, there was so much talk about Jaden Daniels and how great he is as a rookie, and then Jalen Hurts not being the quote unquote weak link of this team, but I'm sorry, they forgot about how there's different elements of a football team in a game. How about how the Commanders' defense can't hold us? How about our defense is pretty stout? We cause turnovers. And so it was so unbalanced to me. And that's why I've been so fired up because they didn't try to hide it where their bias was. And there's really no consequence to it, right? Because they'll continue on with their narrative-driven analysis without actual football being real conversations about football. Since the beginning of time, football has been about winning in the trenches, running the ball, defense. They say defense wins championships. We are the best team, the best O-line, best D-line, best running attack. But all of a sudden, because this young rookie quarterback is having a great year, all that gets thrown out the window. What are we talking about here? And so I'm glad that we won, but I'm glad that we won in the manner that we did. The most points in a championship game ever.
Yeah, 55 is
50.
crazy.
I wanted it. I texted you. I wanted a 50 piece. I wanted it. Even shout out to Will Shipley. The third stringer got some good tape on you boys. Got some good film against your starters.
And he forced the fumble on special teams.
Forced the fumble.
That's what you got to have. You got to have football players on your team, man. You got to have football players. That's what it comes down to.
And I don't want to hear any excuses about Jane. No. I don't want to hear about, oh, you get no credit for Jane Dan. No, because he wasn't a rookie leading up to the game.
Dude, you know he wasn't a rookie. You're right. They're starting a new one. I don't know if you've seen what Coward said. He said, we might not get in the red zone or the end zone against the Chiefs. How does that make sense? I just watched James Cook run all over the Chiefs. Hello?
That's disrespectful.
What do you mean we might not get in the red zone?
That's disrespectful to our entire offensive line, to Jeff Stoutland, the O-line coach. That's disrespectful to Saquon Barkley, Kenny Gainwell, Will Shipley, Jalen Hurts. That's disrespectful. And I guarantee you we'll get to the end zone, the red zone. We'll get to both multiple times. I'm sure of it. But that's what I'm saying, bro. Another national media member just putting out trash takes. That's a trash take. Like, I'm sure he didn't give like an analysis of why, right? Like he just
not the clip I seen. I didn't see. I don't know. It's cool. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah. Time will tell. So now we have an opponent. We're playing the Chiefs again. We get to get our revenge after the James Bradbury game, I'll say. That's what I'll say. We know how that ended. A flag was called. No need to revisit that. But it was a good game when we lost to the Chiefs a couple years ago. But I will say, even though it is Patrick Mahomes and I picked him to beat the Bills, I'm more confident this year than I was a couple years ago. I'm confident that Saquon Barkley is an upgrade over Miles Sanders. I'm confident that Jalen Hurts is more experienced and a better quarterback. I'm confident that our defense is more prepared. Our secondary is more prepared. We have Zach Bond at linebacker. We have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. We're equipped. And so I respect the Chiefs. I respect Mahomes. I respect Andy Reid. But the Eagles are my pick. I'm just confident that we're a better team. And Saquon, people can say what they want. You can use Saquon to discredit Jalen or whatever, but I don't care if Saquon's the reason that we win the Super Bowl. I could care less. And I think Saquon will be the reason. And I do think A.J. Brown can have a big game too. And Devontae. And Dallas. Like I think we'll be able to get off against the Chiefs. They have a great look. I'm not Chris Jones is elite. Like they're a really good defense, but I don't think they're ready for Saquon. And the Chiefs it's been a lot of close calls, and they haven't been really like on point like you're used to seeing a Chiefs Andy Reid coach team. And I think with us, we can take advantage of that. I'm not sure what the score is going to be, but I do feel like we're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think we're going to win as well. You know, I'm picking us. This game's going to come down to us getting stops in the red zone and us scoring in the red zone. The Chiefs play a brand of football as to where, you know, they don't have to take a lot of big plays. They can, you know, methodically march you down the field, and we have a defense that's more so bend don't break. We'll get in your face at certain points in the game, certain downs, certain plays. And we like to punch the ball out, create turnovers, right? Mm. I believe that our offense will have success on them. It's going to come down to, you know, obviously the O-line creating lanes for Saquon and providing time for Jalen. It's also going to come down to Jalen's ability to read the blitzes, because Steve Spagnuolo will be cooking up. Like his blitzes, his exotic blitz packages, it's real. It's a real thing. We saw it with Josh Allen on that last play of the game. It's real. But we faced the same, you know, coordinator. First time we saw them in the Super Bowl, and Jalen excelled. And, you know, we have a better team, more equipped team now. Obviously, our receivers have to win the battle versus the Chiefs, you know, when they play, you know, coverage on us. Also, Cooper DeJean, I feel like he's going to have a huge game for us. Because that underneath game that the Chiefs like to play with, you know, screens and slants and, sweeps, reverses, all of those type plays. Cooper DeJean has been great all year at blowing those plays up. And I feel like this is going to be his chance to shine. It's also his birthday. It's him and Saquon's birthday, by the way.
Oh, what's
So
up?
when they play on the Super Bowl. So I think he's going to really be an X factor. Him, our linebackers, of course, Ekbon and Burks. Quinyon, he's going to, they don't have like a, it's not like they have like a marquee receiver, like a McLaurin that he has to go against, but they
Yeah.
have some speedy guys and they
Yeah.
will, they'll take shots. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's going to take shots. So the guys in the secondary have to key in on Kelce. But I mean, we're the better team. We're the better team on paper. They just have to play like it, man, at the end of the
Yeah.
day. If I had a concern, my only concern is our situational defense, like the prevent defense, like
That's the only
before
thing.
halftime, when the Commanders were driving and we give up so many yards that they got in the field goal range, stuff like
Did it against
that,
the Rams
or
too?
against the Rams. We did it, been doing it throughout the season. And
Yeah.
I feel like with 2 weeks to prepare and tons of film and Vangio's mastermind, I feel like he'll be able to, kind of, tone it down a little bit. Also, Jake Elliott has to, he has to come ready. Because you never know, man. Like, it's going to be a time where we're going to need him to make a big field goal. It's the Super Bowl. You need everybody to step up. You know what I mean? So, we definitely going to need Jake to, get out of his head and perform like how we know he used to perform, how he's capable of doing. But other than that, man, take care of the ball, play how you've been playing all year. And I like that this team, they're not satisfied. Like, yeah, us as the fans, we're celebrating, rightfully so. And the players, they celebrated a little bit too. But you hear all of their interviews. Job's not finished, we know what happened last time. AJ Brown said, the loss still stings deep down. They got to win. You know what I mean? Sirianni in the locker room telling him the job's not finished. Jalen, he didn't, he was a little happy, but he didn't show too much emotion. He knows what's at stake. So I think that's the biggest thing for us, just knowing that we got to stay locked in. We got 2 weeks to prepare, 2 weeks to get healthy. To all my Eagles fans out there, man, enjoy it. Enjoy it because like it's not. Like, yeah, we've been, we say we've been here, for a few times, over recent history. But the truth is, you never know if your team's going back. You know what I mean? You never know when they're going back. You don't know for sure because the NFL, every year it's a new team. Every year it's injuries. Sometimes players just fall off.
Free
You know what I
agency.
mean? So free agency is so much that goes with it. And this is just a special team. Like, the way they celebrate each other, right? The way they care for each other, the way they, they really embrace the fans, they embrace the city. Just the heart that they got on that field. Like Cam Jurgens, the way Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson put their body on the line, like that speaks volumes. Like that shows you what type of team this is. And they have to get the job done. So I'm confident that they will. I just can't wait.
Man, I really think this defense can keep up the tone and energy, and I think they can still continue to force turnovers. I mean, I really think they can. Mahomes sometimes he'll take some shots and some chances. I think we'd have capitalized. I really do. I mean, you got to respect the speed. Who is it, Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, worthy,
You
yep.
got to res you got to respect the speed, but I also feel like I like the matchup facing a guy like Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown,
Oh my God. I just hope somebody knocks the ball out of his hand, makes him fumble
DeAndre
or something.
Hopkins.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins has been a great player, but
Not the same. Me not the
he's not
same.
the same, right? And can he score? Can he get off? Of course he can. But what I'm saying is, I like our chances, right? Somebody like Xavier Worthy, I'm definitely telling, if I'm a coach, like, go after him. Like, punch that ball out. Because he's a speedster, right? And he may try to break off big plays, but he's still a rookie, right? And this is his first time on this big of a stage. He might forget, oh, ball protection, right? Like, that's the thing. They know the word is out. Like, we're punching it. We're going to try to punch. It's the peanut punch, right? We're going to try to punch that ball out. The word is out, but it's different once you're on that field. You're in the middle of action. Like, sometimes it may slip your mind. You're not thinking about it. You're thinking about so many things. Guys are running at you. You're trying to make a play. Sometimes your mind can forget about that. And all it takes is the split second. Boom. Zach Bond strip. Jalen Carter strip. Like, these things can happen. And so I still think we can get off on defensively and force. I feel like we still force a couple turnovers, even in this game against a team like the G. I feel like we can. I'm confident in that.
It's definitely doable because for one, our D line has been playing great. Like Nolan Smith, I ain't gonna lie, to me, that's the turning point of the season. Because
Yeah.
if you remember early on, our pass rushers just wasn't there. Like, we was cool with stopping the run. But it was just certain down, certain plays, our pass rush wasn't there. Nolan
Right.
Smith, he, you know, ever this past half of the season and including the playoffs, he broke the franchise record for most sacks in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, bro, him becoming what he's becoming, like,
it's special.
It's a blessing. And then him and Jalen Carter, you know, you got Jalen Carter out there. He's been a beast all year, but his conditioning has gotten a lot better. You know, they talked about that. Like, Vic Fangio told him that's all he needs from him is to work on his conditioning. And he's down there every play causing havoc. And he's going to draw a lot of double teams on that Chiefs O-line. Like, Chiefs O-line, people forget, when they played Brady and the Bucks, the O-line was banged up. It didn't look too pretty for them. And they had Tariq. They had a younger Kelsey, right? It could be the same situation here. If our D-line gets that pressure, gets Mahomes out that pocket with worse receivers now, it's going to be hard to beat us.
Jordan Davis had a big
play. Made a big play.
He was
Milton
huge.
Williams, Jalen Carter, Josh
We got
Sweat,
guys.
You know what I mean?
We got guys.
James Hunt.
We got guys, man.
Like, it's just – and we got to get this one for Vic. They showed us that Vic Fangio, he's never beat Mahomes from when he was on, what, Miami and the Broncos. But as we know, those weren't teams that like ours. And all year, he's been putting great defensive game plans together. We just have to capitalize, man.
Man, I really want this one for Saquon. Like,
no.
Man, the year that he's had, he's been so humble about it. I mean, he's having like an all-time season. Right? Like,
And this is for everybody that said, oh, why didn't y'all let him break the record? This is why.
This is it. You know, you can say what you want about, okay, I would have went for the record. Like, it, the record is nice, but we remember champions at the end of it all.
Records are meant to be broken.
As a player, this is what you play for. They can't take that ring from you. They can't take what you did from you, regardless. And so for Saquon, who, you know, once again, national media, when he goes to Philly, there was a lot of people saying, okay, well, he's injury prone. Like, you overpaid for a running back. Running back value is down now. Well, I do agree in a sense that you shouldn't reach for a running back because you can find a running back in the later rounds in the draft. Like, you can, like, we, you know, who was our running back when we won against the Patriots, right?
We had LeGarrette Blount.
Exactly.
Corey Clement.
Yeah, Boston Scott, right? So you can have a backfield of a couple guys, three, four guys, and it comes together as one. It's a powerful unit. But Saquon is different. He's from the Adrian Peterson ilk, Barry Sanders. Like, he's different. Like, he is elite. He pops off at the screen. He's a game changer. And so you can't compare Saquon Barkley to any other running back outside of a Derrick Henry is disrespectful. And so for me, when we got him, like, we were excited because we knew what we saw with the Giants. Like, his quarterback was horrible. Like, it was just Saquon and that's it. And he was carrying that offense. Like, we knew what Saquon was in a bad situation. Put him in a great situation, a competent organization, an O-line that gets the job done, a quarterback that is legit, wideouts that put pressure on the defense. It was a no-brainer. Like, what do we... Since Penn State, you're a Penn State fan. Like, since Penn State, we knew what Saquon was. When he went to the Giants, like, oh, like, this is a guy we got to deal with. Like, he is a threat to break it. Like, Barry Sanders, to me, is arguably the best running back of all time, in my opinion, as far as what I've seen. And Saquon has that same game-breaking ability. Like, to combine the strength, the speed, and the agility is rare. Because a lot of times backs can be stocky and big, but they're not as agile, right? But he's strong, but he doesn't give up any speed or agility. Like, that first play against Washington was perfect in describing how he is physically and just his makeup as a running back. That's just rare. And so to question why the Eagles would do such a thing, I got to question your knowledge of the game and actually knowledge of special talent. Saquon's a Hall of Famer. Like, to me, this everything he's leading up to this year just, to me, it capped it off. I mean, let him get a ring. He's a Hall of Fame talent. And so, you know, he bounced back. I know the Atlanta loss was a tough one, right? Like, he dropped the pass and we got past it. And so for him to take ownership of that, to move past that, and to have the season that he's had, when everybody know you're the major threat on this team and you still get the job done, that's not easy. And so, yes, I love it. I want it for Jalen too, because people forget, they get amnesia. Jalen was the MVP of the Super Bowl a couple years ago. People forget, like, the way he was playing at the MVP level. But then we know what happened on that final drive, right? But Jalen has proven that on the Super Bowl stage that he can look a GOAT eye to eye and perform. So, yeah, I love it for Jalen. I love it for Saquon. You know, Lane Johnson, you know, some of the vets. You know, I would love to see these guys get their ring. Darius Slay Jr., you know, I would love to see him get a ring. I hope CJ gets a pick. Like, to me, that's outside of a major Saquon run, I want to see a CJ Gardner Johnson pick six. Oh my goodness. Yeah. He's one of my favorite players on this team. Just his energy. Oh yeah, my goodness.
That'd go crazy. Like,
that's I need a CJ pick six. I need a pick six from somebody. CJ.
Coop. I'm calling Cooper. I can see Cooper.
Calling Cooper. I can see Quiggon too, low-key.
Just because of how they get, yeah. But just because of how they like to play and his strength, yeah. I know what's going to happen. I can see it.
But CJ, man, I feel like CJ's – he got a – I don't know. I just I know I want it to happen, but I got a feeling that CJ got a big play, whether it's a force – something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to leave it all out there.
I need that. And Zach Bond, I want it for Zach Bond. He has a great story. You know, he's with New Orleans. They didn't utilize him. Right. I don't know the full story there, but I didn't expect much of him when we got him. I was like, okay, cool. Nobody maybe some depth. But to be a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year is crazy.
And truthfully, if he was a bigger name coming into the season, he would have won it. If he had a name of Fred Warner and all that, you know what I mean? He would win
it. Yeah, for sure. And a testament to Howie Roseman, man. Like, I really, he's been, as a Philadelphia sports fan, he's been the best GM of all the teams that I can remember. Like, what he's done through the drafting, the free agency, and just building a roster, not only of top-tier talent, but the depth that we have, because we're dealing with injuries, too. N'Kobe Dean, like, that's a major loss.
Yeah, Oren Burks is filling that role perfectly. Shout out to him. Yeah.
And so to team up with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith was huge. To get a Saquon Barkley was huge. Mekhi Becton, that was a big pickup.
A lot of rejects on the team.
People thought he was cooked. Yeah, Zach Bond, right? Like, to get a C.J. Gardner Johnson to bring him back, right? Darius getting Slay was huge. I mean, this team is special. And it's an example of what it takes to be an actual winning organization, right? It starts at the top. It starts with the ownership, Jeffrey Lurie, right? We had our ownership conversation in a previous show. The job of an owner is what? It's to supply the money, the business side of things, recognize great minds, great leadership across the board in personnel, front office, coaching, scouting, recognizing the great minds and what it takes to have a, because at the end of the day, this is a job. This is a organization. It's a workplace culture. Jeffrey Lurie, since he bought the team, has been one of the best owners in all of sports. And it's the resume proves it. How many NFC Championship games have we been in? How many Super Bowl appearances? He's won a Super Bowl. And he stays out the way. Stay out the way. Empower your GMs and your personnel and your scouts to do their job. Empower. Look, he took a chance by hiring Sirianni. He believed in Sirianni. And look at the results. Howie Roseman, a GM. A competent GM can do wonders for a team. Go figure. And so you see these teams every other year in the same head coaching cycle. We need a new head coach. We need a new quarterback. It's because it's not a solid foundation up top. It's shaky. Ownership is questionable. Front office is questionable. You're not on the same page. You're making horrible personnel choices when it comes to drafting and free agency. You're letting guys go that you shouldn't let go. You're overpaying guys that don't deserve the money that you're paying them. And now you're reaping the not so, you know, positive results of that. this is, to me, an organizational success story. And they're one of the best organizations in all of sports. And it's not for a sure. hot take, because the results speak for themselves. The results yeah. speak for, like, the results speak. There's, like, there's no, you could talk about the Patriots and Chiefs, but, yeah, put the Eagles up there, too. No debate. What haven't they checked off? And they're really, the low periods, the down periods don't last long.
Yeah,
remember the Chip? Even the Chip Kelly era wasn't, it wasn't trash. It wasn't horrible.
Right. We still were going 10-6.
He just wasn't a good fit for the NFL. Like, it just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah.
Like, we've changed, Doug, we've changed quarterbacks. We've changed coaches. And we still win. And so, yeah, I don't want to hear certain quarterbacks or teams entering next year. I just don't. They got to show me. They got to show it. Show me. I don't want to hear Kirk Cousins. I don't want to hear Sam Darnold. I don't want to hear the Vikings. I don't want to hear the Lions. Jane Daniels, great first year. You got to prove it to me year two, though. The Commanders got to shore up that roster. I don't want to hear it. That's all I got, bro. Like, yeah. 49ers, salute to y'all. I know y'all enjoying this moment that we're having. Yeah.
Don't let us win it. The 49ers fans, I'm gonna have a special message for all the 49ers fans. Don't worry.
We've lapped the 49ers. I think that run is about, I think it's up. I think it's up. Yeah, I think it's done. Yeah. But let's not talk about teams that aren't still playing. February 9th, New Orleans, Eagles, Chiefs. You know our picks. We're both picking the birds. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm so confident in this one. It's going to be a beautiful night. The celebration all over for Eagles fans is going to be great. But cherish these next two weeks. Like, this is like the conference championship round, to me, is just the best. That's my favorite part of the playoffs. That conference championship round, because it's the final four. And you get to have a celebration. The fans celebrate out in the streets. And then, you know, you just got two weeks of enjoying it. You know? So enjoy these 2 weeks. If you guys earned, if I know we got Eagles fans down south in Louisiana and all that, and for those who are going out there, enjoy it. Be safe, but have a good time. Enjoy it. Eagles fans all over, enjoy it. This is a special moment. This is a special team, and yeah, I'm excited. We got 2 weeks, but I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm so
super ready. Super ready.
Just
like I said, all my fans out there, enjoy it, man. Turn up for these Super Bowl parties. Turn up when you watch the game. And let's get right, man. We got 2 weeks. Don't let nobody kill your shine, kill your joy, kill your confidence. You know what you've been watching all year. You know what you've been watching all year. You know what your eyes don't lie to you. You see what you see. Believe what you believe. Let's go ball.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, well, go Birds once again. Salute to the Kansas City Chiefs. This was the matchup that I expected and I wanted. And we're going to do this thing. We're going to do it again. Imagine being able to say we beat the GOATs, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Don't let that happen. There's nothing you can say to an Eagles fan.
We're going to save all of that. Don't worry.
Brady and Mahomes? And you still talking about 1996 when y'all last won? Huh? I don't know. That's just me. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Don't forget Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. We're getting more active on the socials. I got to plug our platform too. Hold on, let me pull it up. Shout out to the guys. My guy Q Angel, SR 102.9. A lot of content that we're building up on the platform, on the website this year. I'm excited about what we're doing. A lot of shows you can dig into. So make sure to follow SR 1029 The Game as well. SR1029TheGame.com. A lot of good, exciting things on the platform. And so continue to follow us on this journey. We're excited about what we're about to do in 2025. More content to come. And yeah, fly Eagles fly.
Thanks, sir. Peace out.